Mission.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 116T.
Uso des. Lies. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and I think we all know what that means. Yes, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. It is also time to drink some tea. Oh, delicious. Oh, yeah. And whenever we start drinking tea, that's also a good time to start listening to some numbers. And I know you want the numbers as much as I do. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 102, number 786, number 838, number 843. Number 850. Thank you.
Hi, Fluffy Modingot. Yeah, and as I sit down, we've got a kitty. Hi. Hello. Yeah, hello. Okay. Yeah, man. All right, look out. You're standing in the wrong... Okay, that's better. All right, let me get the banky ready. Get your kitty butt on the banky. Yeah, you're under the banky. You need to be on the banky. We know the difference. We learned it. There we go. Kitty is now on the banky. All right. Say hi, Pippa.
You want to talk? Say yang dang doodles.
Nope, we're not going to talk today. We're not talking today, are we? No, you say I'm going to be quiet, Kitty, as I sit here and do kitty business. And that's fine, but that means... There we go. We need to move the tea. Now the tea is in arm's reach. We're ready to rock. We're golden. What are we doing? Well, I'm looking outdoors and it looks like, oh, it's a nice day. It's nice and sunny. No, it's not a nice day. Don't let the sun fool you. Yes, there is some sun, but it is like 33 degrees Fahrenheit, which is not even 1 degree Celsius. And the wind is blowing like crazy. We got some crazy stormages, so. That means I'm staying indoors. So I can spend some time drinking delicious tea. Yeah, it's okay. No, I'm not drinking any of the good stuff. I'm just drinking the junk today, but it's kind of okay. Yeah, it's kind of okay. I think I'm going to switch to the Ping Shui Zhu here in about another 2 hours. So I got to drink all of this. Do I want to actually drink all this? I don't know. Or maybe I might go with some jasmine today. I don't know. And then, of course, tonight I'll switch back to the junk. And then tomorrow... I was thinking maybe getting back into the Dahong Pao. Haven't had any Dahong Pao in a while. Wondering if maybe, yeah, maybe so. So this is going to be one of those days where I've got nothing to do and I just need to concentrate on eating and doing important things like that. Oh, but look what's on... I'm going through the TV schedule to see if there's anything I need to see on TV. And of course there isn't because there's no sports due to everybody's favorite pandemic. And look, here is something on Channel 91 called Lucha Mexico. What is this all about? Oh, it's very Lucha Libre. What does the description say? The description says, El colorido espectáculo de la lucha libre, un tipo de lucha profesional mexicano realizado por superhéroes y villanos enmascarados. I don't speak Spanish, never have, but I'm pretty much thinking that this says, let's see, El Colorido Espectaculado, the Colorido, the colorful spectacle of lucha libre, or free fighting, un tipo de lucha profesional mexicano realizado por superhéroes, a type of professional fighting, Mexican professional fighting, realizado, made for superheroes and villains enmascarados. Oh, enmasked, or in costume. Yeah, okay, so, yay, I read Spanish. How long is this on? Oh, this is on for a while. I'm going to come back to this, and this will probably be on again. I'm going to have to check this out. I'm not a professional wrestling guy at all, but there's something about Lucha Libre that I kind of like, just because, I don't know, it's just kind of cool. And when I say kind of cool, I mean it's a little bit more honorable than Norteño fake wrestling. I mean, at least in Mexico, they're at least they're hiding their faces and they're not pretending that, oh, what we do is real and I'm going to win the championship. No. And plus, come on, the masks are cool. I wouldn't wear one myself. They kind of frighten me. I wouldn't be able to wear one. But I do have to admit something else. I do believe that Jack Black's best movie was Nacho Libre. That sounds crazy, but you need to sit down and watch it and think about how much somebody wanted to be Wes Anderson. That's actually a pretty damn good film, Nacho Libre. Although Tenacious D was kind of okay, it's different things. You know, School of Rock, yeah, that's a pretty good movie, but, you know, now I want to watch Nacho Libre, because that's a beautiful film. Oh, good tea. I got a call from my friend yesterday. So, I get this call. I hear the phone ring, but I was eating lunch, so I didn't answer it because I couldn't hear what the number was. And about 15 minutes later, I check my messages. Okay, it's my friend. And he says, hey, I got this weird thing. I need you to come over here and deal with it. Okay. So I called him back. And it turns out that his kid sent him not a Roku, but one of those, what are they called? It's one of those boxes you can hook up to your TV, and it's the open source one. I forget what it's called, but the blah, blah, blah. Nah, 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 nah. And so I said, yeah, I'll be over there in a while. And I drive over there. He lives out in the boonies. And so we were hanging out, dealing with all this stuff. And this is good because now he can watch YouTube on his TV. You know, this guy, he's not a super technology guy. He's a generation older than I am to begin with, but he's pretty sharp and he likes technology, so he wants to get into it. And he doesn't have any problems with any kind of plug-and-play stuff, but he's not exactly an open-source guy. Doesn't even understand the concept. And so, you know, I help him out with some weird stuff every once in a while. So I ran over to his house, and we were hanging out, and we're hooking up this box. And I said, you know, you're finally going to be able to watch YouTube on your TV. And he's like, you can watch YouTube on your TV. And I'm like, yes, I've been telling you this for 6 months. Because to him, YouTube is a thing that you watch on your phone. You know, people send you a link and you click on the link and you watch the video that, quote, they sent you, end quote. Like, no, homie. There's so much stuff, so much better stuff on YouTube. You gotta see some of this stuff. And so once we got it, the box all hooked up and everything, oh, Pippa's leaving. Okay, Pippa, see you later. Then, of course, I got to get on YouTube and I got to start showing them, you know, all the crazy stuff that I like. And we have very similar tastes. Not 100%, but I had to show him some stuff that he was impressed with. Ross Kitchen, he really liked. This is a guy who went to culinary school. So, he likes to cook. He knows his food stuff. And I showed him the Lizzy Key channel and stuff like that. Yeah, then I should have made him make some food, because then I had to come home and eat lunch, and it was a boring lunch. But we were talking about food and stuff, and yeah, anyway. So that's what I did yesterday. What am I doing today? Nothing, because it's too cold and windy and dumb. But this tea is, you know, yeah, I was going to say, oh, it's so good. Yeah, it's not that it's good. It's not that it's good so much as it is moderately satisfying. I don't know how to explain it. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't make any sense anyway. I guess this means that today I'm going to be a little bit more music focused. Is my fingernail growing back? Yeah, my fingernail is growing back. Slowly. I've got about 1 millimeter. Yeah, I would say that is just about exactly 1 millimeter. I've got 1 millimeter of fingernail. Oh, hooray. Yeah. Anyway, so I wanted to get back to Jupiter, that band, that Visual K band from Japan. Jupiter, they're interesting me. I want to listen to some more of their music. I didn't get around to listening to more, so we're going to do that right now. Let's see if we can find ourselves a song that we want to listen to. Well, here's one called Topaz. That might be interesting. So let's check this out. Topaz by Jupiter. And this is when it starts playing. I'm only going to press the start button 4 more times, 3 more times, 2 more times, 1 more time. Start now, please. Is this soft switches? Oh, so now we get some. Okay. Right when I'm about to kill it, the string section comes in. All right, so this is all very orchestrally. Wait for the drop.
I still can't feel you. You are so far away. I'm shedding tears of sadness. I'm searching for you. When the night is over, I wish that you would stay with me.
Let me just jump in here. If this turns out to be a power ballad all the way through, we're going to bail. No power ballads. Yeah, no. Bail out. Okay. We're not going to do the power ballads, because the whole power ballad thing back in the 80s was so bad that it ruined it for everyone. And that's why there is no more REO Speedwagon. That's why okay, so we need to find some different music by Jupiter. Here's a song called Warrior of Liberation. Is that going to be a little bit more upbeat? Oh, but I should say that I did like the English singing. That was pretty good English at the beginning of that power ballad song, Topaz. But now... Okay, a number of comments I need to make here. One, I'm not a metal guy. I'm not an expert in the genre, but, you know, music is music. I'm not a metal guy, so this stuff doesn't appeal to me from the music angle. But, and when I say it doesn't appeal to me, I'm not saying I don't like it. It's just, this is not the first thing I reach for when I want to listen to music. But these guys are good. These guys are good at what they do. It's almost a little bit too slick, but that's okay because Jupiter is a visual K band and they have to be slick no matter what music of genre they do. So this is pretty good stuff. And it was occurring to me while we were listening to this that it might be these visual K bands in Japan that save rock and roll, that save rock music. There is no more rock music in America. You know how hard it is to find a rock band? Do you know how hard it is to find somebody who can actually play a musical instrument? All the rock bands in the world these days are all in Japan. And hopefully they can keep it alive long enough that hopefully rock music does not die. So I like them for that reason. It's very obvious that they have studied all of the classic rock. And that's what they want to do, and they want to put a little bit of shreddy in it, which reminds me that I need to say that I think I'm falling in love with this person who plays guitar in this band. The lead guitarist, is it a boy? Is it a girl? It doesn't matter anymore. This person is beautiful and is an amazing guitar player and has a very interesting guitar. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, are you in love with this person or are you just in love with the guitar? We know you. The only reason you're attracted to that person is because that person has a cool guitar. What? I'm not that shallow. Wait, yes I am. I prefer my depth to be in the flavor of my tea. This tea is lacking depth of flavor. What guitar is that? What kind? This is obviously a real nice custom job. I think it's an Ernie Ball. I think it's like a Music Man. Which would kind of make sense because these are guitars that are popular with this crowd. And I mean the metal crowd, not the Visual K crowd. That's what that could be. Yeah, that makes sense. And the worst part of it is then the other guitar player has to try to look cool while the lead guitar player is going off on those crazy solos. But I thought I heard something in there that sounded wrong, too. Did they fake something in there? Was that a little bit of fakery that I detected in there somewhere? I don't know. But I just love the look of this band. If you haven't seen a visual K band, you're going to want to see the band Jupiter. You're going to want to see bands like Versailles. And if you want to see where it started, you want to go all the way back and check out a band called X Japan. Versailles is another beautiful looking band. Are they as beautiful as Jupiter? I don't know. I think Jupiter's managed to pull something off here. And this is some of the best I've ever seen. And I have seen a lot. Yeah, wait, there's a picture of the guitar. What is that thing? What? The Birth of Venus. Okay, so we have a band called Jupiter here, who is now going to talk about the Birth of Venus. What is this, a Holtz symphony? If you get that joke, drop me a line. I will pat you on the back. I think we're going to have to listen to The Birth of Venus by Jupiter here, just to see what this is all about. Maybe not all of it. Okay, listen to that. We got that classic dual guitar solo intro there. Very Iron Maiden-like type first part.
Oh,
I love this. It's like thrash gallop. Very cool. This is that guitarist I like. Okay, we need more of this guitarist person. Lead guitarist person is wearing a dress that is, first of all, fantastic. And he or she is playing this incredible guitar. What is that? I think it's a Music Man. We need a guitar solo, because I need to see more of this person who is presenting as a girl and is a beautiful dress. Okay. Yeah. No, see, look at the headstock. I'm almost sure that's a Music Man. Ernie Ball for the win. Are we ever going to get a good guitar solo here? Enough of these verses and choruses. Where's the synthesizer line coming from? There's no synths in this band. Oh my god, that solo from my lead guitarist person. Okay, you got to admit, that was cool. Real classical line there. That whole guitar solo section started off with the dual guitars. Sound like the Eagles there doing Hotel California, right? And then she, well, I don't mean to gender type this guitarist, but there is some ambiguity going on with this band. But see, look at that gesture. That is Japanese girl gesture number one. That is either an actual girl or somebody who studied how to be a girly girl. Look at this person go. That was a cool guitar solo. And here we got some more of the dueling guitar action. You might want to check this band out if you like the music. They're called Jupiter. And these guys are killing me. They're spreading that cheese spread on real thick. It's not a bagel, kids. This is supposed to be music. Anyway, my name's Tobe. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, which is going to take on a Visual K aspect any day soon. I'm sure of it. Tune in every day at 1930 UTC, because this is all I do, and I'm sitting out the pandemic.